This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Mother's Corner on Radio K Pulpit. I'm Barbara Jefter. I'm your host for the next hour. We are a faith-based program created to encourage, uplift, and strengthen single moms through the Word of God, through honest conversation, and through prayer about the journey of single parenting. So Mother's Corner is supported by Single Moms Raising Sons, and it's a program that places special emphasis on raising sons with godly values, character, and purpose. The program also seeks to equip mothers with spiritual tools to raise the next generation of both men and women to honor God and respect others and live with integrity. You'll find that on our program, we reference biblical principles, we share testimonies, and we have meaningful discussions where we go a little bit deep and remind women that their integrity, strength, and their hope are rooted in Christ. So please, wherever you are, make yourselves comfortable, grab a cup of coffee, tea, and maybe even better, hot chocolate, and stay tuned in. Know that this is a safe and supportive space where single moms can find that spiritual encouragement and practical wisdom and the reassurance to know that God walks with us in every season. You can also connect with us via our Facebook page, or you can send messages or thoughts and words of encouragement via our WhatsApp line on 081 729 1657. That's 081 729 1657. Welcome again to Mother's Corner, where you are rooted and rising. We're going to listen to an amazing song by Laura's Story, You Came Running, and then we will introduce our next guest. Welcome back to Mother's Corner. I am Barbara Jephthah. I'm your host for the next hour, and our title or our topic or theme for this morning is The Calling. The Calling, and we are supporting that title with Zephaniah 3:17, The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over your singing. And joining us via Zoom link is Dr. Renita Robertson. She's an accomplished professional leader. She holds a PhD in regional and urban planning, and she serves in a leadership role in the Western Cape Provincial Department of Infrastructure. Beyond this, which is already quite impressive, beyond this, she's a diverse woman with so many skills and experience. She's an author, a traveler, a proud single mom, and if you're not yet impressed, Dr. Robertson is also an internationally ordained licensed dance minister and choreographer. She's established a ministry in Oneness with Him Ministries, and that ministry is anchored on Zephaniah 3:17, and she'll tell us more about that in her testimony. And on September 2021, Dr. Robertson was ordained as an apostle. Her calling is to build generations and to impact ministries globally. So what I must say is that with all these achievements, Dr. Robertson's very special because she does not like titles. So I will not refer to her as Doctor. I will call her on her first name, Renita. And that already is so impressive. She's such a humble soul. And it's my privilege, Renita, and my honor to have the space to actually interview you and to hear more and to go a bit deeper. Thank you for agreeing to join us on Mother's Corner. We look forward to speaking to you and hearing more about your personal testimony. Welcome. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you clearly. Can you hear me?
I can. The sound is perfect. Welcome, Renita.
Thank you. Thank you very much for this opportunity to share it with you as well as the people on the other side of the airwaves. I'm privileged to be sharing this time with you.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. We look forward to this. And for our listeners, please stay tuned. We promise this is going to be an interesting conversation. Renita, you wear so many hats. You're a PhD holder, government leader, you're an apostle, dance minister, and I know you're probably cringing as I read this all off, published author and a proud single mom. Yet beyond all these titles is a girl from Ravensmead. the eldest daughter of parents who shaped you. So tell us, who is Renita Robertson at her core, and what values from your upbringing still anchor you today?
Thank you very much, Barbara. And yes, just to introduce myself and to sketch with you the scene who I am, I'm 52 years old, or turning 52, but beyond all of that, I have to say that I'm standing here by God's grace. As the eldest daughter, it is challenging. We see a lot of conversations about the pressure, the parental pressure about being the eldest daughter in a family and what it means. And I had to face even that. But beyond that, I strive to being the best, living in excellence. And then also, I love music. I love coming with dance and all of that, but I love good food. I love food. And I love traveling and reading. I read wide. And I love also to discover places and people. But beyond that, it might sound that I'm a very extrovert or people person, but in fact, I'm an introvert. I'm very much drawn to myself and drawing to a smaller crowd, to the people around me. But I have a daughter. She's a teenager. I'm turning 16 this year. And I can say my values are that of integrity, honesty, and also excellence. And when I say excellence, I refer to giving your best in your now season.
Yes.
What is possible, and it is not striving for perfection. So yes, I believe God is calling his children to be diversified, multi-skilled, multifaceted, to be relevant in the marketplace, in the environment where he has placed us, and make sure that we living and providing an impact in this time that we are living. So yeah, that is me in a nutshell. Thank you, Barbara.
That's an impressive me in a nutshell. So you mentioned something about, you know, operating in excellence and being relevant. It's so important with so many opportunities out there, and so many people trying to find their space and their identity, competing. You need to understand what's your point of relevance, and that's rooted in our identity in Christ, which I'm sure you'll agree. And as you tell me about who you are and you know what your values are, it makes me think about what you shared with me when we connected, about a little bit about your testimony. So let's take a step back to where it all began. You experienced devastating betrayal early in your marriage, and then walked away after about a year. And your father, your natural father, was initially unhappy, but then he welcomed you back with open arms, and he was one of your greatest supporters, which makes me think of the prodigal son in the story, the alignment of that story. How did your faith carry you through that season, and how did you work on forgiveness toward your ex-husband at the time?
Yes, for me, I was raised as a Christian, and coming from a traditional church, it was challenging, because in that setup and being raised by both parents, the principles of church, and not so much, if I say church, and not so much relationship with God, is that you portray a picture towards the world out there as this perfect couple. And in that time, when I realized that the person that I married to was already married, it was a shock. And by that time, my dad has already made it clear that he doesn't want anything to do with me going into this marriage. And it was quite a challenge for me to ask, where do I turn to? And my only anchor in this time was God. And I had to ask him, God, what is the right thing to do? What do you want me to do?
Yes.
And as we know, marriage is a covenant before God. And to break it is something serious. And I had to go back to my dad and I had to ask for his forgiveness. And I had to also reconcile with my siblings, my brother and my sister, in that time and ask for their forgiveness. But what was interesting, on the one side, reconciling with my family, and on the other side is this betrayal that now had to proceed into divorce and annulment and all of those legalities. It was then to ask myself, Lord, how do you keep me? How do I keep myself? How do I still focus on my daughter? I'm still in work. By that time, I felt I'm going to give up ministry. How can I still continue to minister to people and have a message from God and yet being so broken? And actually, like we say in Afrikaans, jy's 'n klug. So I felt like what I'm doing is it's not true to what God has called me. But God said to me, you continue with your dancing because that is going to hold you and sustain you in your relationship with me. So on the one side, yes, continuing with ministry and all that, but being true and real before God, it was that anger, that frustrations, and also resentment. Because how could I not have seen this coming? And what is happening? But God in himself had to remind me that he is ever Father.
Amen.
That I can crawl onto his lap and just pour myself out and cry and just be and know that he is taking care of every.
Renita, you're breaking up. We've lost you there.
Everything. And it was such a bad realization that I could then, in my
oops, there seems to be a problem with the line. Renita, can you hear us? While we try to fix this line, please stay tuned. We'll try to get Renita back. Welcome back, listeners. I'm Barbara Jafter on Mother's Corner with you. We are speaking to Dr. Renita Robertson. And she's sharing with us her powerful testimony of how she was betrayed young in a marriage after just 1 year, and how she leaned into a faith, you know, when she felt condemned and she felt not good enough, how she turned to the Lord in a time of difficulty and how he carried her through. Dr. Roberts, Renita, are you back? I see that you're on mute. Can you hear us? We're back in studio. While we wait for her to connect, we were speaking about her faith, her anchor verse that carries her is Zephaniah 3:17. Zephaniah 3:17 that says, the Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. And Renita was sharing with us about the importance of being relevant and showing up in excellence, and we can certainly see with all her accolades and her accomplishments that she's been able to do exactly that. Renita, are you back with us?
Yes, I'm back online. Just struggling to show my face.
No, not to worry.
We can continue.
We can continue. We can hear you, and that's very important that we can hear you. Thank you for linking back in. Renita, you shared that single motherhood, you know, how you managed this. We really want to know, how did you manage to complete a PhD and build a leadership career? That's no small feat. What was the hardest season, and what kept your faith strong when the demands felt impossible?
Yes, for me, what was challenging at that time was that that's when you think you adjusted to your child's progression in terms of that stage of his or her life. Then the child has progressed up to the next stage, and it requires an adjustment for yourself also. And at the same time, you as a woman is also evolving. So
So those things I am living currently. But what is interesting throughout this stage is that I have to stay true to myself.
Yes.
I have to ask for what you expect from me in this season. What have you called me to be? And like I said earlier, being the eldest child in a family, it is that you are the pioneer. You are there to break generations.
Yes.
You are there called to be much more. Just as David has done, and we see that in Acts 13, verse 49, how he has accomplished the session of calling. But taking it a step further, it was challenging to be a mother and a father, because as a single mother, you're trying to burn the candle on both
sides. Ranita, there's quite a bad echo. I don't want to cut you halfway through your testimony, but is there somewhere that you need to maybe just go into another room? There's quite an echo on your side. Maybe the volume slightly down. We can hear you, but there's an echo.
Okay, let me just try to move, okay?
We can, but there's still an echo. But let's continue, because I'm sure our listeners, turn your volume, or your radio. Maybe turn the radio off. Is your radio on?
No.
It's fine. Okay, but let's continue. I'm hoping everyone can hear you. I can hear you. It's just the background echo that's quite a disturbance. But let's please continue.
Okay. So the big challenge was then how do you as a single mother burn the candle on both sides? Because you are now required to be a mother as well as a father.
Yes.
Addressing the of the child. And that in itself was a challenge. And I had to, as my relationship with my dad was restored, I was able to see that my dad is taking that role of a father. He's just stepping into it. And it was my dad that then had that softer heart towards my daughter and welcome her into the this kind of space, working in the garage, teaching her to drive bicycle, all of those other things he then stepped in.
Yes.
And that I could relax, if I can say it. And I could once again thank God to say, "Yo, God, you surprised me. Because here you sent help in an area that I didn't anticipate and I didn't see." But all of that is only because of how God has worked.
Yes.
Now, how he has been possible. So I want to encourage the listeners to realize that you do not have to do God. You do not have to try and make things work for the sake of your child. To be child. Trust God and let him unfold that process through you.
Amen. You know, God promises us in 2 Corinthians 12:9, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness." And so when you were feeling weak, he certainly strengthened you through promises and through giving you a reminder of the calling on your life. And we've titled this "The Calling." And well done on pushing through.
Yes. Glory to God.
Amen. You have said that dance unto God is about a ministry, not a performance. So for the woman who feels she has nothing left to offer God, what would you say to her? And what does Zephaniah 3:17 then, in terms of your heartbeat of your ministry, mean to a tired mom who's maybe not feeling strong to push forward?
Yes, even to that mother, the person in herself, I would want to encourage her. And like I started to say, you do not have to do God for God to watch us. And
yes.
I want to encourage her and say, "Dear sister, I can encourage you and let you know that this is the time to get onto Abba Father's and just be there with them. And just, if you have to pour yourself out and let your emotions out and just let it be. You are safe there. Let him take care of you. God has a person. So you are safe there.
Yes.
And he loves you unconditional. So return to him and return to him again and again. Each and every moment, that is your place, that's your altar, where you draw his presence. He is not just your safe place, it's your life.
Amen.
Which way to go? Now, having said that, I want to latch it onto my underpinning scripture, Zephaniah 3:17.
Yes.
And I'll go back and look it into the Hebraic context and dig out the deeper essence and not just brush through scripture.
Yes.
And I want to highlight certain things to the single mothers. That God, in that scripture, it says that God is in your situation.
Mm.
He is not passive, and he's not even a passive bystander.
No.
The scripture says he is a warrior on your behalf. This is what that scripture says. He is a warrior on your behalf.
Mm.
So when you cannot, you will fight. And like he said in Exodus 14:14, Moses, you just have to stand still. Be still. In the same manner, you have to be still. Know that you will be victorious through him. In that past, of that difficult time, God rejoices over you. Speaks with joy and And if you can picture it, God, this mighty God, that is happy, despite what you have experienced, despite what you have gone through, it tools, beliefs, basically, with God. And he's dancing with you, over you, for you, all of them, he's dancing. And he wants to soothe away your fears.
Yes.
And all your anxiety and your shame. And that is God. So take kindness in yourself and know that God is boasting about you. He is saying, look at my daughter, not because of what you have accomplished,
yes,
but who you are and how beautiful you are in him and through him.
Amen, amen, and amen. He does indeed. He's, I always say, you know, when you feel the sunshine upon you and your cheeks warm up, I say that's his smile. He looks at his girls and he's smiling. He's so proud of us. He's called us to step into identity and to know what we've been called to. And Rainita, we there is still quite a bit of disturbance on the line, but I'm hoping our listeners can hear you. I can hear. You've also authored 3 books, and it's inspiring. Your first book was Awaiting Boaz. Your second one was Stepping Up and Stepping Forward. And then you've co-authored Strong Women Raising the Next Generation, which I think you said will launch soon. So which of these 3 books was the most personal to write, and what do you hope single mothers carry away from the pages for those that have maybe read your books? What do you want? What message do you want to leave them with?
Yes, if I have to say, the first book, that came in the time when I already wrote dance ministry-related books. When God said, I have to write now my story, but from another angle, and that was Awaiting Boaz. So it was challenging, and I could only write it from a place of healing. From where God has started to write my story different. And this morning, as I was thinking of the school, and I realized that book in itself, it was written on the backdrop of Ruth having another, and that the kinsman was identified to bring restoration to Ruth.
Yes.
So for Ruth, it was a moment of healing. But and restoration, but also propelling it into a destiny of purpose.
Yes,
God is wonderful. And for us as single mothers, we are not just single mothers. There is much more bigger calling upon our lives for what God wants to do through us. So this book in itself, yes, it's a testimony. Yes, I've dedicated it to my daughter, because at that time she was the one that made me other than saying it is by God's grace that I woke up every day, but she gave me purpose, saying I have to get up, I have to rise, I need to be better. So she was a book from God. And I want to encourage the single mothers when they read this book that despite what you have experienced, God is saying in Isaiah 54 verse 4, there shall be no shame and reproach in Zion.
Amen.
It is a real story. So whatever you have gone through, God wants to redefine you. God wants to reposition you. And he wants to write a story, a beautiful story, serve you. In closing, I want to say also, Barbara, many instances when you started your family,
yes,
with your husband, you have certain traditions that you started to create and that you hold true to. But now, with a new family that has been established without that other person now, the husband,
yes,
God is giving you the opportunity to create new traditions.
Yes.
New family treasures, new memories. Saturday morning pancake or surprise. But there is room for that. So create the opportunity for you and your new family that is with us.
Amen, amen. I love what you say about with Ruth's story, it's also a story of propelling us into destiny. And it's about being obedient and humble and being in the right place to be propelled and waiting on the Lord to position. And I also like what you say about establishing new traditions, you know, with God at your side, establishing as a single mom for our listeners, new traditions that you can then say, this is how I'm doing single parenting or navigating single parenting with God at my side. Rainita, you will not believe how time has flown by. We've got 4 minutes to close off. And I want you to pray for our listeners that are tuned in. But before we do that, if God were to sing over you right now, as Zephaniah 3:17 so beautifully promises, what do you believe he's singing over your life?
It is that you haven't arrived. There is so much more that God wants to do in me, through me, through all of us.
Amen.
And it is to look outward, to see that there is beyond our word and our need, there is a bigger need out there in the world, to realize that you have a testimony, you have a purpose the world needs to hear. You can
make it. Amen, amen. So to close our time together, I would love for you to pray over our listeners, the mothers, the women waiting, the ones who have been betrayed and the ones still finding their voices. Would you please pray for us, Renita?
Surely. Thank you, Barbara, and thank you for this. Heavenly Father, yes, your daughters, single mothers, you have called them, you have purposed them. And even despite what they have gone through and experienced, Lord, you have been faithful. Heavenly Father, you say in Ephesians 3, you make all things beautiful. Thank you for that promise. Thank you that we can know that we are beautiful in your hand, and that your will is perfect for us. Heavenly Father, where we failed, where we slipped, where we missed it, ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
And even pray for forgiveness, we commit ourselves back to you so that you can lead us, so that you can establish us to what you want us to undertake in our lives, in our children's lives, in our community lives.
Yes, Lord.
Also where you position us. Heavenly Father, I pray for you, 17 over each and every person now.
Yes, Lord.
I declare according to Daniel that you say in your word, those that know the Lord should be strong, that will strength, courage over this unit, that they shall do great exploits. Heavenly Father, they have been born and purposed in this time.
Yes,
let great exploits be their portion in this time. Thank you as they continue and pursue you, Lord, that they will be able to stand in love, kindness, and that where they go, they will reach and affect and change people's lives. They will not be stranded in. You will see destiny artists along their way so that they can fulfill purpose, they can fulfill destiny.
Yes.
That they fulfill like David at 13 verse 49 in excellence that has been set out for them in their calling. I pray this in Jesus' name. We will hear no evil reports, but only testimonies and praise reports. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Rainita, for your testimony, for your upliftment, and for clearly your deep, deep passion and love for the word and your relationship with the Lord. It shines through in everything that you say. And no doubt you've been an inspiration to our listeners. And so, believe it or not, we've come to the end of our show. And to our moms and to everyone listening, we hope that you've been inspired and that you could take pulls of wisdom away from what was shared. Rainita, thank you again for the time that you made to be with us and to share with us and making yourself vulnerable through your own story.
All glory to God. Blessings and grace upon you too. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Rainita. Listeners. Thank you, listeners. And it's the end of our show. We hope to see you again or have you tune in next week. Stay blessed, and this is Mother's Corner, where you are rooted and rising.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.